7 degrees and pretty sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The National Urban League Convention starts today in Nashville at the Music City Center. The organization is dedicated to economic empowerment and social justice for African Americans and other marginalized groups. President Clifton Harris says the mission is especially timely when so many people feel disenfranchised.
We need organizations like the Urban League as our civil rights legislation is under attack, trying to roll back and also many things in all of the civil rights era that people really fought for and all to get on the books as policies.
The convention will include college reps, financial advisors, health screenings, and free school supplies, among many other services. The sessions are free, and WeGo is offering rides to the convention. Harris says everyone should get involved.
We need a team of volunteers and to mobilize so that we can do the work that needs to be done here in Tennessee, because our legislators, they're not playing with it, and we don't need to play with it either.
Saturday is the final day of the convention, and it includes Family Day from 10 to 3. A property owner in Rutherford County is pushing back against officials who want to build a new jail and sheriff's office on his 52-acre plot. Officials recently voted to move forward with eminent domain to condemn and pay for the land known as the old fairgrounds. But a letter from an attorney to the county raises several concerns with the process and asks officials to reconsider. The property owner says the county is undervaluing the land by at least several million dollars and potentially as much as $20 million. The owner also points to Rutherford County leaders previously making a higher dollar offer back in the spring. Meanwhile, the property is under contract for sale. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.